Mrs. Meisner, later today there will be hundreds, perhaps thousands of immigration activists outside the White House asking President Obama to do something about the immigration system. And in fact, the president is considering announcing some steps over the next few days, perhaps weeks. What are you hearing about some of the options that President Obama is considering?
He can start with what he's already done in a couple of realms, which are the current deportation guidelines. The current deportation guidelines are very focused on who is of interest to the government as compared with the broad range of people that are subject to deportation. He could tweak those guidelines further so that they're even more focused.
So basically what has been happening is the White House has decided to focus on people that are a threat to the country, whether it's national security threats or criminals, and families are being put towards the end of the queue in terms of who ICE is going after to deport.
That's correct. And he could refine those guidelines and narrow the criminal charges that create the basis for deportation, that kind of thing. Then he could also work with the program that he's already put into place, which is the DACA program for young people who are here illegally, but whose parents brought them. And in that case, he could broaden those guidelines. He could change the age range. He could update the date of eligibility. That would make it possible for more people to qualify. And then he could go to broader groups within the unauthorized population, parents of DACA, parents of U.S. citizen-born children. His decisions are going to be based not simply on legal authority, but also on political considerations.
Speaking of political considerations, the White House has said that it's acting because Congress has done nothing. This is Cecilia Munoz. She is the director of the White House Domestic Policy Council and also presidential assistant.
We have 11 million undocumented immigrants living and in most cases working in the United States without immigration status. This is a very big challenge that this president and this administration has been working very hard to address. And President Obama remains committed to addressing it, but he needs a little help from the Congress in order to address it permanently and effectively. He has said that he's going to do what he can to fix what he can about what's broken in our immigration system.
So what do you think? Is it correct? Congress has done nothing, and so the president must do something?
The president has urged Congress repeatedly and in a sustained way to act, and Congress hasn't been able to do so. That doesn't mean Congress isn't going to be critical when the president does act.
This is Mark Krikori, and he is with the Center for Immigration Studies. He says there will be a very high political price to pay if the president goes ahead and does this.
We're talking about millions of people as opposed to thousands or sometimes even hundreds in the past. Who have gotten this kind of status temporarily. The president would be taking upon himself a power that no one, no previous president and no previous Congress ever imagined him to have. Such a transparent power grab, such a blatant attempt to upset the separation of powers between the president and Congress is going to dramatically increase Republican turnout.
Is there a political price to pay? Is there some political calculus going on at the White House right now in terms of how many people are extended this protection, whether it's 500,000 or 5 million?
Well, certainly there will be a political price, but there will be a political price no matter what. This is a highly polarized, controversial issue.
And it's also temporary because all of this would remain in place while the administration is in power. If you were to get another administration, it would be at that president's discretion whether or not to continue some of these protections. Is that right?
Well, that's correct. And, you know, when people use the term that the president is legalizing or that the president would be establishing an amnesty, that is absolutely incorrect. The president has absolutely no authority to give green cards. He has no authority to move forward on citizenship. Nobody is discussing those kinds of actions on the part of the executive branch because they are not possible.
Is it a power grab, though? Is it something that no other president has done to basically grant this type of protection?
In the area of immigration, presidents in the past have taken wide scale actions. We've also never in the past had a situation where there have been millions of people illegally in the country for long, long periods of time who have sunk deep roots in the community. I mean, for instance, 60% of this population has been in the United States for more than 10 years. So this is a long-standing issue that the Congress has not been able to resolve. It's quite an unprecedented situation.
This is happening when another quite unprecedented situation is going on the border. You've got almost 100,000 undocumented people that have crossed, about 70,000 children, about 30,000 single mothers. We also spoke to Judge Dana Marks. She's the president of the National Association of Immigration Judges.
The surge at the border has really just pushed us from overwhelmed into absolute crisis and dysfunction mode.
That's exactly right. This is really not a crisis of border enforcement. This is a crisis of immigration judges and insufficient funding over the course of 15, 20 years for the judicial aspects of the immigration system. So that funding is extremely important. To avoid that kind of funding and that kind of investment would be very short-sighted, but that's, of course, what the Congress is overlooking right now.
Doris Meisner, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.